Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio. Here is the sports editor for the Omaha World Herald, Sam McEwen.
That's fine.
Sam McEwen.
We're gonna throw the ball, and you just stand back there and throw it where you want to go.
You know, that kind of thing.
Sam McEwen.
Are you guys going? Sure.
Now, Sam McEwen.
Therapy session round two, this time with Sam McEwen. We just get off the phone with Brian Christofferson, but now it's time to talk to the sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. That is Sam McEwen. He's on the line right now. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Sam, you're one of the few people. You're one of the few people that can follow BC. He was exceptional, but considering you never disappoint and you're pretty secure, I don't ever imagine you saying, well, I don't want to follow that guy.
He's great. Love him.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, my question to you is this, because I was thinking about this last night, and I don't know why it took me a day to really settle in on this, but how much did you look into the literal players that were chosen to talk to the media on day one of spring practice? Because some of the players that were in front of the camera were kind of obscure.
Well, what one of them was. I mean, Heinrich Harburg has not played at Nebraska. And so, yeah, I thought it was notable that he was brought out to talk to us. Obviously, he is interested in talking about the renewed energy in the program. I think he was a guy that kind of got buried in the depth chart. I don't know if he was in the doghouse last year or not, but there was some issue where he was so far down on the depth chart that, you know, they had a guy, walk-on, who isn't even in the program anymore in front of him. Taking, you know, garbage time snaps at Michigan. So, you know, I think, there's probably some deliberation in Piper being picked. Piper obviously had a lot to say and said that over about the course of 10 minutes. Now, Piper's played a lot of football in Nebraska, and Luke Reimer's been a two-year starter.
Right.
So, you know, Reimer's a guy that, you know, you want to put out there because he does a lot of the right things, and he says a lot of the right things. And he doesn't say too much, you know. I mean, Luke's never been one to kind of go off script. So certainly I think there's a desire to talk about some of the cultural changes that have been made within the program and the value of that. And, you know, Gabe Irvin's was an off-season star, and Matt Rhule mentioned that. Now, Gabe doesn't say a ton. You know, he keeps it pretty short and sweet. But yeah, I mean, I think you're seeing guys that they want to not only remain in the program, but also guys that they feel like have, bought in all the way to what's going on. Certainly Piper had a lot of interesting things to say in his comments that just indicate that things are different right now than they were in the previous 4 years.
So kind of like a lot of guys in the media that I like a lot more than they probably like me, which is okay. I've learned to become secure with that. I like Gabe Irvin more as a person and what he represents than I do as an actual runner because I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
Do you feel like I need to apologize for that, or is that just me keeping it 100?
No. I don't think you need to apologize for that. You know the position better than anyone. So you have your own, you know what you think is good at that position. And I think you should go ahead and say it. He hasn't played a lot. He's played basically four games of football where he was 100% healthy, three and a half games because he got hurt, I think, in the Oklahoma game. So in 2021. So he hasn't played the football healthy. What he did prior to that game didn't fly off the screen. It just didn't. So, you know, I think he's got a lot of work to do. He's certainly put on some weight that may help him. Of the backs on that team, he is the guy that I think deserves a longer look. I think Ramir Johnson's going to get back to where he was. I don't know exactly what happened last year, but it
didn't feel
like he was treated very fairly. AJ Allen showed some stuff in the time that he was healthy. We'll see where he's at this spring. And, you know, I don't know. You kind of took over the radio call duties about halfway through the season, and that's when Anthony Grant started to get a little worse.
I think it was the competition, Sam. It wasn't me jinxing him.
No, but he wasn't very good over the last half.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it drove me crazy.
Because they brought another running back into the room.
No, it drove me crazy. It's very hard to and I'm competitive, so I enjoy it, but it's very hard to paint the picture for fans, regardless of football acumen, where everybody can understand without me interjecting my, like, listen, man, if you just follow the goddamn block, that's a 6-yard gain instead of a 2-yard loss. Like,
right.
It's a little tough, man, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I mean, he really did struggle down the back half of that season. And, you know, if there's things about Ramir Johnson, there's things about any back, I suppose, that can get better. But Ramir hits holes. I mean, he would, you know, he'd stick his nose in there even though he's 180 pounds or whatever. And if you go back and, like, watch the Michigan 2021 game and maybe a few others, you know, I mean, Ramir Johnson's not afraid to put his nose in there and just run hard. And I feel like Anthony Grant stopped doing that. I didn't really understand why, or, you know, why he was trying to break 40-yard runs on every play. But so that position's changed a lot. And I know they like Gabe Irvin, but, yeah, we need to see what he can do. And then they need to recruit an elite back. I mean, they just – not that they don't have one now. I think Anthony Grant was very good over the first half.
I love that. I love that room, though.
You've got to recruit another – you got to recruit one or two more guys.
Yeah.
You do. You just – somebody that's really, really special. I don't know if they have that guy in mind or not.
Let me ask you this, and I know we're going to get you on the back half, so if you don't finish when you hear the bed music, that's cool, and I appreciate you sticking around for the next segment. But let me ask you something. On the heels of Ethan Piper talking, and he said, you know, sometimes I feel like we were a little bit babied last year. I was talking to BC about who has the biggest adjustment. Is it Trev to Rule to the players to Rule, big staff, it's new. You know, per diem's different, budget's like, a lot's different for everybody, wearing the same thing, no single-digit numbers. How much is it our fiduciary responsibility, Sam, to be cool knowing that people are coming from different benchmarks? Piper has the last couple of years, Rule has his deal, Trev and the admin team has this deal. When we're hearing stories and players are talking, how much responsibility do we have in the media to say, hey, listen, it's going to sound like comparing and contrasting, and that's okay. It's just that we have to understand as the consumers, it don't judge. It's just different benchmarks, different baselines. Because I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, I think there's going to be, you know, there's going to be some circumstances where people say things or do things that it, and it is. You made the comment about Trev having to adjust a Rule, and I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Rule actually made, you know, he said this kind of under the fly in his press conference on Monday, but he said, you know, I really appreciate the administration letting us fly into Kansas City and fly back out.
Sam,
and what he's saying in that moment is, we went down to Kansas City to talk to a coaches clinic, and yeah, they had to pay a bunch of money for us to go down there, and we did it anyway.
Sam, you're brilliant. Like, see, I hear those things, right?
Yeah,
that's different. Like I said, I just kind of mumbled and stumbled over per diem. Like little things that coaches want to do to win back recruiting regions take money and commitment, things that other staffs haven't done before. So it's like, wait, you want to do what? We've never done this. No, boss, you just have to trust me. Okay. I'll make it happen. Well, what's taking so long? I don't know, Matt. We've never done it before, right? Like, I'm. That is so astute. It's silly.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me to watch. He's very aggressive. That's obvious. He wants things, and he now has the money to execute the full vision that he has in his mind. And, you know, it's like giving a director who's a good director of a movie you know, a $50 million budget instead of a $10 million budget. What's the guy going to do when he's got a full budget? How is he going to change his approach? And how much better can he recruit compared to what he was doing based on what he's been given? And, you know, the staff around him is huge. He's got a ton of people that are all sort of doing these specific things. And you know what? Nebraska's got the money to pay for it. I'm sure it's a little challenging for Trev, and they're going to have to pay it off with winning games.
Yeah.
But they're spending the money, yeah.
Sam, stick around. We will continue our conversation next. More with Sam McEwen. If you have a question, send those in too. Maybe we'll pass those along to Sam as well. It's Coffee and Cream.